T-Mill, come out and play.
You know we gotta do a remix, right? Listen, it's a damn shame you ain't on the boat.
Hey, this is Emily from Valentine.
You are listening to In Tune with T-Mill on VIM Radio Network.
What's up with it? This is Malixa Keith.
This is Tiffany Janae from Organic Blood TV on YouTube.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is DJ Shy, and I'm with the greatest host in the world, T-Mill.
DJ Scoop, the party lifesaver. And I'm chilling with my man, T-Mill, on T-Mill Radio.
You're rocking with T-Mill on In Tune with T-Mill.
Reminding you to change the status quo with
yes.
T-Mill Radio every Tuesday and Thursday.
And Thursday.
VIMradio.com.
All right, so welcome everybody to In Tune with T-Mill. It is another Red Carpet Tuesdays, but today we're doing it a little bit different. But same red carpet, same special guest, y'all, and I want to introduce a very special young man who is blazing the trail. He's definitely on the come up. You guys could get into this interview, send your questions, follow him on Twitter, support the music. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce Lou Fly. How you doing, homie?
Hey, what's up, brother? How you doing?
Man, everything is everything, man. It's hot as hell down here. I don't know how it is in Brooklyn, but down south, it's blazing, so.
Well, it's getting a little warm. We're still wearing jackets out here. It's raining like crazy. You know, April showers and all.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's going to bring those May flowers out there, so that, you know what I'm talking about. All right, so.
Yeah.
First, I want y'all, I just told everybody you were from Brooklyn, but tell everybody where the name came from.
The name is Lou Fly, and it stands for Lou, Forever Loving Yourself. It's just like a motivation to people that love themselves.
Okay.
To build your self-esteem and stuff, you know?
Okay, especially. Now, and for one thing, what do you think is confidence? Do you think that comes from your peers or the people that you hang around, or that's something that comes from within inside? Because, you know, it's a lot of young people out here that are listening, and then there's a lot of older people out also that may not have that confidence. So they think, oh, if I get this car, that's going to give me the confidence I need to, you know, get friends. Or do you think it's a outside, you know, energy that people get for their confidence, or does it come from the inside?
I think that confidence comes from the inside. I think that once you see it in yourself to believe in yourself, everything else around you kind of just falls into place. So I don't think it has nothing to do with what your friends would say or your peers would say, because then you're living for them. If you really just believe what you want to believe in your heart, then you're living for yourself. Then you develop your own personal confidence.
Exactly. You're gonna
live
for your friends. Tell them cut you a check, because that's a full time job. So if they ain't cutting you a check, live for your damn self.
Exactly.
You know, that's called entertainment. That's called acting. You know, you can get paid for that. If you want to do that and impress people and, you know, go by other people's merit, you know, you can go to Hollywood and become a star. So they got places for
you. Yeah, right. Become an R&B singer.
There you go. You know, what do you remember most about growing up? Because a lot of your songs, I know, just drive from different experiences and so many different. You've got a real level head and an open mind. So what do you remember most about growing up?
Well, what I remember most about growing up is hearing the word no and, you know, being turned down. You know, those are the type of things that kind of motivated me to keep on going. It's like, you know, nothing is easy. So as growing up, things were never easy. So it taught me as a man now to always work hard, and I expect to work hard. If I'm not working hard, then, you know, I know I'm not doing nothing.
Yo, I read something on Facebook the other day. Shout out to the LCX. I was reading about Dr. Seuss. Like, he got turned down, I think, like 26, 30 times before somebody said yes. And so now he's got, I guess, the most successful book of all time, you know. So he heard no 26 times until that 27th person said, you know what, I'll take a chance on it. And that just goes to show. So they'll never take no for an answer, y'all. Keep moving and keep on pushing. So as the song may say, so that's why y'all see I ain't doing R&B. So I'll write a couple things, though. Now, also, you've got a real versatile style and, you know, the way that you perform. What artists inspire you, you know, or what in life inspires you for the way you perform and the way you write your music?
Well, I could say, like, Michael Jackson. That's one of the main dudes that I really like, you know, that inspires me. Donny Hathaway, Tupac, Mos Def. You know, it's like all angles, and it's like I kind of just put all of it into one, you know what I mean? And, you know, as far as growing up, like, I just look at a lot of different documentaries and just seeing, like, how different people got successful and, you know, how they worked hard and they took risks, like, you know, Donald Trump, Bill Gates, Will Smith, and things like that, you know what I mean? Those are the type of things that kind of motivate me and just give me that hunger.
Well, that's a hell of a combination because you got a thug life, smooth criminal going on right there. So
yeah, man, you know, it's just like a big throw them all in the pot and you get loose live.
That's what I'm talking about. That's that gumbo. That's what we call gumbo down south. So definitely, man, your songwriting, does it come from a personal experience or elsewhere?
Well, a little bit of both. Like, you know, I'm like, I have a lot of friends, and sometimes, you know, they confide in talking to me, and sometimes, you know, hearing the experiences that friends and relatives and people around me, I go through it kind of puts me in the mood to write in a song, and, you know, some of them are personal, just things that I go through and things that I see. So it's everything. It's the world and life around me.
That's what's up. I can respect that. Now, your song, Bottles, is a song every DJ should have. Let me say that again. Every DJ should have this song, Bottles, in their arsenal, in their crates, or in their iTunes playlist, Serato, whatever they're doing now. And it's definitely sure to pack the bar out. So tell us about the song and how you created it.
Well, this song was more like, you know, there was one day I was just in the club, and I'm just watching everybody around. Like, you know, in the club, there's different crowds. There's, like, the crowd that's buying the bottles, walking around, you know, those $300 bottles to show that they got the money. And there's those ones that's dancing. And it's like, you know, every crew is doing something. They represented something, you know. And I was just observing how to move in the crowd. And I was like, you know what? Let me make a song that's kind of smooth, you know, and, you know, just kind of expresses, like, the scenery in the crowd, you know what I'm saying, in the club. And, you know, that's one thing, you know, we always asking for more bottles for our crew, you know, so we all could just get right together, you know.
You know what, I got to respect you for that because the song is not called Bottle, you know, it's not singular, it's called Bottles. So you got an S on there, that means there's more than one bottle. Because I want to do a public service announcement right here, right now, for everybody to listen. Do yourselves a favor, extend your life, and stop hanging on to that same bottle that you bought at 9 o'clock when you got in the club for free. There's nothing wrong with getting in the club for free. I know that because I used to get in there at 9 o'clock. That way I know I ain't got to spend $20 to get in there later. I understand that, you know. You can get your drinks for free, you know, a good price, but don't hang on to the same bottle all night. The drinks are for drinking. The bottles are, they're not stationary. You know, some people be having the bottles on their table like it's decorations, like it came with the table. You know how you go over to your grandmother's house and she'd had a fruit that was plastic and everybody thought it was real? And so, you know, you're looking like, well, why the hell you got a basket of fruit on the table if it's not real? Like, what is that for? So I definitely respect you for that, for bottles, and inspiring those that are out there that just hang on to that one bottle and are stingy with those what I like to call those two-shot minimums, you know, and they're just holding on, babysitting to them. We call them babysitting drinks. So,
you know, they got to go with the decoration. It's cool, you know.
It's all good, but damn it, get at least two bottles. Can you do that? Get two bottles. Just move up. This week you got one bottle. Then you move up to two bottles. And then have your friends help out, and everybody get a bottle. Now y'all got bottles. So with no further ado, I want you to introduce the song Bottles to everybody.
All right, all right. Well, this is your boy Lou Fly. And, you know, this is my new single called Bottles for my crew. So, you know, check it out.
Bottles for my crew. 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 Bottles for my crew.
Cause I'm on the lead, and them ladies looking fine. Who is calling?
harmony.
More.
I'm dressed and feeling fly from head to toe.
Head to toe.
And somebody gonna be mine when it's time to go.
It's time to go.
More.
Bottles for my crew.
More.
Bottles for my crew. Tipsy getting loose. Now it's time to choose. Models in my crew.
Please.
Models in my crew. Tipsy getting loose. Who's ready to cruise with me?
Bottles for my crew. 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 Bottles for my crew.
Wow, now you getting low.
Know you wanna take control.
Girl, it's pop that rosé. Find a feeling, say let go. Keep on smiling, you're so cute. I know you'll be my boo. And I know it ain't the goose.
Jeans fit you, official. Plus I like that you're in school. We can cruise to Haiti. Got your life and you're amused. Now feel a move. Here's some Vicky's I trick too. I go all out to get you. Can you hear me? Bottles for my crew. Bottles for my crew. Tipsy getting loose. Now it's time to choose.
Please.
Models in my crew.
Please.
Models in my crew. Tipsy getting loose. Who's ready to cruise with me?
Bottles for my crew. 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 Bottles for my crew.
Bring more bottles to my crew. I'm the flyest in the booth. No time for being modest. Should I hide it? Come with loot. I'm not that guy who just trying to screw. I'm genuine with the rendezvous. You get so anxious to ride that pony. I got that saddle, so jump up on it. I'm a hot man, yes. So rock on deck. No Hennessy black, cause the block on rest. I wanna see a booty drop, drop on me. I wanna see a booty drop, drop on me.
Bottles for my crew.
Bottles for my crew.
Bottles
for my crew.
Bottles
for my crew.
Bottles
for my crew. Bottles for my crew.
Bottles
for my crew. Bottles for my crew. Bottles for my crew.
Back right after these messages.
Hey, this is Emily from Valentine. You can check our music out at valentineband.com and make sure to check out the best indie music every Tuesday and Thursday on In Tune with T-Mill at vimradio.com.
You are listening to In Tune with T-Mill.